Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, November 14th. Loosen up, lighten up day. Yeah, man. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor on the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page. More comments on what the first news story you remember was. Jim Anderson says, John Glenn's orbit in the Cuban Missile Crisis, October 1962. Good ones, Jim. Thanks. Let us hear from you. Today's factoid. Donald Duck's middle name is Fauntleroy, and he's apparently the only major Disney character to have a middle name. Birthdays? Born this day in 1900, classical composer Aaron Copland. Prince Charles is 70 today.
Joyful news from Buckingham Palace. The birth of His Royal Highness the Baby Prince. Honoring the first child born to a British reigning sovereign for over 100 years, a royal salute is fired in Hyde Park.
Author and political commentator P.J. O'Rourke is 71. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is 64 today. Former baseball star Curt Schilling is 54. This day in history. November 14th, 1851, Herman Melville's epic Moby Dick was published. This day in 1922, the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC, began radio broadcasting.
The BBC.
This is 2LO, the London station of the British Broadcasting Company calling. 2LO calling.
That call sign was first heard on the 14th of November, 1922, the day the British Broadcasting Company began its first transmission.
We are not going to stop broadcasting. Broadcasting has come to stay.
On the KETR events calendar, the Lion Food Pantry will be open today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. to any student who is currently enrolled and in need of food. Please bring your student ID. For more information, see the events calendar at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Condoleezza Rice, whose birthday is on November 14th. The essence of America, that which really unites us, is not ethnicity or nationality or religion. It's an idea. And what an idea it is, that you can come from humble circumstances and do great things. Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Recently, we talked about cemeteries and the preservation of abandoned cemeteries or the discovery of abandoned cemeteries and then protection of those cemeteries. And something you had written about a while back in your blog, and Carol writes a blog on regional history, was about what are thought to be or suspected to be abandoned or lost cemeteries for the poor farm.
Yes.
Of Hunt County, and a lot of counties, I guess all counties.
Almost all counties had poor farms.
Which was?
It was a place where indigent people who had no family to take them in, they went to live at the poor farm. And I know of three here. I suspect there was one in Precinct 2, but we haven't found it. That's down around Lone Oak.
Mm-hmm. And this would have been what period?
It was very, well, it really started in the 1890s. And by the Great Depression, they were thriving, if you could use that word.
Recently as that.
Yeah,
so
yes.
Within
yes.
The 100 years or so.
Yes. And they were mostly older people. They were more men than women. But they raised food. They raised fruits and vegetables, had a herd of cattle. They just were farmers. And their produce was brought into Greenville and served at the jail.
Mm-hmm.
So it was to cut back on the cost of feeding and taking care of people in the jails. Sometimes the trustees were allowed to go out there, but they always had a guard, a deputy sheriff, with a shotgun across his saddle and on a horse.
To protect the residents of the poor farm from the inmates, or vice versa?
No, I think it was, sometimes they ran off.
Ah, sure.
So that's, and John Byrd, as our vice chairman, and I were out looking at a farm down in Precinct 2, and it has a huge barn on it. And we were looking at it to, because it supposedly was built by the WPA.
This is in near Quinlan.
Near Quinlan.
We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission.
A little north of Boltham.
Okay.
And they got to telling us that there was a cemetery and we went and looked at the spot where the cemetery was, and the cemetery was there when these men bought this piece of property. But it was a good farming land, and they just took all the markers and put them in a ditch and plowed it up and grew more plants.
Now, these were the people who did that were the people who were talking to you?
Yes.
Are they up in years?
I think this was their father that was doing that, and you know.
So they were the children.
They remembered it as
okay,
children. They did not do it themselves.
I said they were the descendants of.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that was, you think that was fairly typical, fairly common?
It was. It was something that, you know, yes. Because this land was so incredibly valuable. Now, as we get closer into the Depression and through that, the value of the land fell because it was the most of the what made it good growing soil had
depleted.
Mm-hmm. It had gone down the
past its prime.
It was well past its prime, and so to continue growing cotton, you had to grow it right up to the back or front door. You had to
use every inch possible.
Every inch. And by this time, farmers, landowners, had told their tenants not that they could not have a cow, they couldn't have a hog, they couldn't grow vegetables, you know, which really made it worse on the tenants.
So there were, did you say, three poor farms in Hunt County? This is historically documented.
Yes.
And you've always had the suspicion that there are some abandoned cemeteries connected to those.
I know where the one is in Precinct 1.
Which is near
Merritt and
okay.
Celeste, in that area.
Yeah.
A woman told me about that her grandfather bought the poor farm when they didn't need it anymore, and he did the same thing. Then there's this one on Precinct 2, and there's one somewhere around Commerce.
Mm.
I haven't found it,
mm-hmm.
but I think John knows where it is.
Mm-hmm. Where the poor farm was or where you think a cemetery is,
well,
or both?
Both.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But this thing then near, this place near Quinlan, will you pursue that? Will you?
No, we have been told by the owners that they do not want to pursue
uh-huh.
it. And we do have to have the owner's approval to go any further.
Interesting.
And the lady who told me the other one, I asked her if she would do an oral history.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'll think about it. And she never got back to me.
Well, you may need to get back to her.
I think she's passed away.
Oh, well, that may not be possible then. Well, it's an interesting story, and it's one of those little pieces of the puzzle that is missing, and maybe someday we'll be able to find it and put it into the place where it goes.
Yes.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.